Good morning. Welcome to our service this morning. I want to welcome everyone that is here. And like James said, my prayer is this morning that your love would be strengthened for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. The title of my message this morning is, Do You Have the First Love? I'm going to start out with a story of a man probably at one point in his life was really struggling with that first love. Starts out like this. A lonely, solitary figure sat in the shade of a palm tree on a white sandy beach. He had come there against his will. In fact, he was a prisoner doomed to die on this godforsaken island called Patmos. The man at present was drowned in his thoughts of self-pity, thinking, why did he deserve to be here? He even let his mind wander so far that for an instant, he doubted that Jesus even really cared about him. Pushing these thoughts quickly aside, his mind wandered again to the many miracles Jesus performed, the kindness and the love that always was in the eyes of his leader, and the changed lives of the many he ministered to. John's eyes welled up with tears as he thought of how Jesus gave his very own life for the whole world, for his 12 disciples, and yes, even for him. Yes, Jesus did care about him, and John scolded himself for doubting Jesus even for a moment. Surely Jesus has a purpose for me being stuck here, and I will always love my precious Savior. In that instant, John was struck with fear as a booming voice that sounded like a trumpet proclaimed, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Write down what you see and hear and put it in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia. John cautiously turned around, and what he saw did not release the awful fear which already was gripping his very soul. There, between seven candlesticks was Jesus, his beloved master. His hair was white as snow, and his eyes shone like fire. He held seven stars in his right hand, and out of his mouth came a razor-sharp, two-edged sword, indicating his power and judgment. With it, he would judge all nations. When he saw Jesus, he fell on his face in fear and reverence for his master and redeemer. Jesus tenderly touched John and said, Don't be afraid. I am he that lived and was dead, but now I am alive for eternity. I also have the keys to death and hell. Write what I will show you. John prayerfully replied, Yes, Lord, I'll do what you ask, because I love you. Now just as much as when you first called me. My passage that I'm going to be reading from this morning is Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. You can turn to that at this time. Revelation chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. You know, Jesus gave this revelation to John not because he was perfect, absolutely not, but because he still loved Jesus with his whole heart. Before Jesus can use us to the fullest, we too have to love Jesus with that first love. This morning, I want to look at the first letter to the church at Ephesus, the Ephesians. Chapter 2, verse 1, Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Verse 7, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. In Jesus' letter that he revealed to John on the island of Patmos, each letter is divided up in six different areas, and they are: Christ is pictured, Christ has a praise, Christ warns about punishment, Christ has a call to persevere, and Christ has a promise. In my devotions this past week, I've been reading from the book of Acts. Wow. You talk about first love. Read some of those stories. Read how Peter and John ministered and healed, and 3,000 people in a day came to know the Lord. And a little bit later, 2,000 more people came to know the Lord, and the church was 5,000 members strong just in a few short weeks, because people like Peter and John had a first love. You know, I had to think of first love and Valentine's Day, and you guys were probably at banquets and doing all kinds of nice card exchanges with your wife and all lovey-dovey and stuff like that. And do you remember, guys, when you first met your wife and the love that you felt at that point? We're going to talk a little bit more about that, but I want you to think about that. And for you people over here, if you haven't felt that, we're going to try and describe what that feels like. First thing is, Christ is pictured here in verse 1. He holds 7 stars in his right hand and walks in the middle of 7 candlesticks. I think the 7 stars represent the church leaders. And it's like Jesus is walking among the church leaders of the 7 churches, and he's just guiding them and leading them. It's a pretty neat picture of how God interacts with his church. Does Jesus care about your church, about our church? God knew exactly what each of these 7 churches faced, the precise situation, and his concern for their failures. And the praise of their successes shows that God cares for his churches. The church is Christ's vehicle for changing the world. And you know, sometimes we lose sight of that. The church is Christ's vehicle for changing the world.